This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today is the first full day of summer. It arrived at 12:57 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. In Britain, thousands of people gathered at Stonehenge, the ancient circle of rock monoliths dating from about 3000 B.C. The monument and World Heritage Site has long attracted pagans and New Age seekers who believe it has mystical properties. The BBC's Jane Little reports.
People cheered as the midsummer sun rose over this ancient circle of stones. Druids held a ceremony led by King Arthur Pendragon, who said Stonehenge has ancient sacred energy.
What's special about the energy of this place is it stood here as long as the pyramids have in Egypt, and to us it's not a monument, it's a living temple.
People came from all over the UK to celebrate around the stones, which date back 5,000 years. Stonehenge is said to have been an ancient sundial, a burial ground or a temple. Lokabandhu, a Buddhist, walked for a week to get here.
I just felt more and more drawn to connecting myself with the ancient landscape of Britain. So we've walked along the Ridgeway, very wonderful ancient path.
For others, it's a chance to party. In the past, that's got out of hand, and people were banned for 15 years. English Heritage, which runs the site, reopened it for the solstice in 2000. Amidst a heavy police presence, this seems to have gone off without trouble. The next time pagans and seekers will be able to celebrate here around the stones is for the equinox in September.
The BBC's Jane Little.